else all combined. That's good. Hello again, sports fans, and welcome to the chat. We have a bevy of local stars here tonight from the New Oxford Colonial football team. I'm Jeff Cook along with Corey Smith. Great job, Corey, recruiting our guests. You mind if I do the intro?
Absolutely.
All right, here in the blue shirt, to my near left, Braden Billman, a junior, wide receiver, free safety. And next to him, Luke Fry, quarterback, heir apparent to Ahmedovic, who graduated. And we'll talk more about that as things evolve. Braden Bowman up in your the near rear, offensive line, defensive line, and all three of these guys are juniors. Carter Houck, the senior, the elder statesman, plays middle linebacker on the football team. Coach Warner couldn't be here tonight, and I think he wanted one of the players has a message that we're going to have. So
yeah, we'll get that in a little bit there.
Yeah, we're not going to take any calls for about 30 minutes or so, so we can really delve into some of the burning issues here. You guys start practice August 5th, counting down the days. It's what, 9 days away or something like that? No, it's a little more than that, but 2 weeks from yesterday, I guess it is. So hopefully you won't have 95 degree heat.
Yeah.
Does the weather forecast go that far out? I don't think it does, but soon your phone will be able to tell you what you're facing.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, in the old days, you could have 2-a-days, they'd hand out salt pills. So what's the protocol now? When you start practice August 5th, 2-a-day?
I think we have 4-hour practices, but it's not all outside. It's like split up by meetings and stuff, and then it progressively gets to like full equipment. So first day we'll start with like girdle and just the helmet, and then we'll work our way up.
Lots of water breaks. Make sure everybody's hydrated. You should be hydrating now.
Oh yeah, yes, definitely.
So you don't want to. I mean, that's something that sneaks up on you, and all of a sudden, you're like, wow, what happened? But
oh yeah.
Keep drinking the water. Coach Warner in his fifth year, we think.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So he's done a masterful job. I don't know how many years in a row have you guys made the playoffs? 2 or 3 maybe?
Yeah,
I think this is at least 3.
Yeah.
I think it's 3. I think it's 3.
So maybe like 4 out of his 5 years. I'm not sure about that, but a tremendous return. He couldn't be here with us tonight. Corey, go ahead. What do you have prepared?
Looking at the season, I mean, you know, how's the team look going into, you know, the first game, you know, August 23rd? I mean, it's just almost a month away now. Actually, it is a month away. You know, just how's the team look?
We've been excited. We've been putting in the work, showing up to workouts, a lot of lifting. The team feels good. I think we're a unified group, and I think that's going to show on the field.
I mean, you guys in high school are still growing. Have any of you guys, like, grown in the last year? I thought so. I mean, I'm looking at you guys. So that helps, too, when players are getting, you know, you work in the weight room, get stronger, and Mother Nature gives you 3, 4, 5 inches. You have a growth spurt. Comes in handy. So you guys open at Bermudian.
Yep.
Arch rivalry. Is there a lot of trash talk out there?
Not too much.
Not yet. Nothing yet.
Okay. Yeah, it's for local bragging rights at the Hanover Mall, or that's what they used to say. I don't know who still goes to the mall, but anyway, it's a good rivalry, and you guys usually have the upper hand.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But I'm sure they'd like to turn that around.
Yeah.
We were talking before we came on the air, some changes in the schedule, some new teams on the slate. Anybody want to address that?
Yeah, week 2 we play Cocalico instead of Gettysburg, and then week 9 we play
week 8 or 9
we play Warwick instead of Fort Hill. So looking forward to playing the
you
district,
guys were saying,
district
Cocalico
champ.
District champ.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So a great measuring stick.
Yeah.
And so you guys used to play Gettysburg a lot, and Gettysburg used to play Southwestern a lot. Now, you know, neither team, I guess because they're in the mid-pen, that's a big part of it.
Yeah.
That's too bad because we used to look forward to the Gettysburg-New Oxford game every year. I know you guys did as well.
Yes.
But, hey, and you're saying that Susquehannock may be the team to beat in your league.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. We also are there, too, though.
That's good to be under the radar, you know. Games aren't won with preseason predictions.
Yeah.
The seasons aren't won with preseason predictions. So, you got how many seniors did you lose from last year's team?
21.
Yeah.
21 seniors. And well, you never know till you never know. There's always surprises. Somebody shows up like didn't play before, and they can really help the team.
Yeah.
Or somebody transfers in. I mean, who are those two brothers that moved to the Ox a couple years ago? They
twins.
Played basketball.
Sean and Juan.
The Golden Twins. The Golden Twins.
Is that what? Well, no, but no, I'm talking these other guys were the one guy played basketball and football, really tough. I'm not saying the Goldens weren't tough, but you know who I'm talking about? The one guy was a running back, and then his older brother was a tight end or something like that.
Brenton Torben?
Oh, yeah. What's her last name?
Eakins.
Yeah. Brenton and Torben? So Eakins. So, didn't they move into the... never know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
Yeah, looking at the schedule, you were talking about Kalatica or... the third week of the season when you were playing Southwest, if you want to mention about the military game there, so.
We don't know really much about it yet.
Or just a little, you know, detail.
A lot under the weather, I'd say, but it's our first year ever, like, talking about it or having the idea. One of our guys is in, I guess, the ROTC.
Yeah.
And he's down at base in North Carolina. He's, like, underway, I guess, training, and he'll come back either, like, week one or week two. But we all support him here at the Ox, so he's going to come back and help us support him also.
It's a great way of, you know, just talking about all the military branches and, you know, kind of just putting a bow on that there. So, you know, you got, you know, all sorts of, you know, games that you're putting a, you know, the spotlight on. So with this, it's a great way to, you know, put that there. So.
And he's going to play for you, though.
Yeah, he'll play, yep. Yeah.
And what position?
He's a receiver.
Yeah.
And corner.
Yeah.
Can we give his name?
Jacob Lentz.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're all thinking of him. If he's tuning in, it's Fort Liberty, do you know?
I have no clue.
I don't know which fort it is in North Carolina. They're rechanging the names of all the forts that were named after Confederate generals. I'm still not sure how that happened, but we're not a history show. We're a sports show here, so... Well, you guys, what we do every week, we talk, this is week number 846, we said, I think.
Yep, 846.
And we have our hot seat and hottest seat in sports and our shining stars. So we'll set the tone, and if you guys want to nominate, there's no limit to how many people can be nominated. And they don't win anything except worldwide recognition.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead. Where do you want to start?
You know, anybody.
Well, okay, let's start with Shining Star. I'll start. Okay, so you guys take what I'm thinking, then I might come up empty. I'm going to go with LeBron James, the first male flag bearer in Olympic history for the USA. I don't know about that, because was Ali, I think, wasn't he?
I think,
one year? Anyway, LeBron, he deserves it.
96 there in Atlanta.
Yeah, he deserves it. It's going to be interesting because the rest of the world is really caught up to the U.S. in basketball. And there are a lot of NBA guys playing for other teams. Germany probably has, what, three or four guys from the NBA?
Yep.
Schroeder and the big Wagners. So I say LeBron. Who do you got? Shining star.
I'm going to go with Xander Schauffele winning his second major of the year. He won, he went -4 in the back nine on Sunday with a winning score of 9-under. So that is my shining star.
Is he a LIV guy?
You know, he is American. You know, he is a PGA guy.
I know, right. He's a PGA guy. He seems very humble. Great choice.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody? shining stars? It can be local, national.
I'll go Eric Harris.
Former New Oxford alumni.
He was on the show.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, years ago. We probably have old footage. I mean, that was after you played, I think, for the Raiders or something.
Yeah, yeah, now he's
49ers.
49ers?
Yep.
Yeah. Is he still safety?
Yep.
And he's, what, his another NFL camp? He's got to be pushing 30.
Yeah. We had one other year over at New Oxford, a youth camp.
Yeah, last summer.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yep. Eric Harris, good choice. Anybody else?
I don't think I got one.
Okay. Yeah, you. That's good.
You got anything? That's good.
You're unanimous in your selection. All right. So, hottest seat in sports.
Well, I'm going to go with MLB with their ugly All-Star game uniforms. When I was watching the game, what my initial thoughts was, it looked like cotton candy.
Like a beer league.
It looked like, you know. The
softball.
The American League looked like, you know, the pink cotton candy, and then the National League looked like the, you know, the blueberry or whatever. But yeah, that was my initial thoughts, was it was just awful, and I don't know why.
I mean, I've heard a lot of that and online and stuff, people saying, hey, I want to see my players with their uniforms. Mm-hmm. What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know whose goofy idea this was, but it was a bad one.
Yes.
I'm sure they're taking a lot of heat.
I think so. I mean, you know, ever since 2021, it's been these, you know, hodgepodge uniforms and all that there. It's not, you know, their home and away uniform. So that's my hot seat there. It's just, you know, go back to the old ways.
Well, I'm going to go with the low-hanging fruit. I'm a Phillies fan guy, so Jose Alvarado blew a save the other day. That's my choice.
No?
Anybody else you want to put in the hot seat? I mean, I know you guys don't like to be negative. Well, how about anybody blow it in the Masters? I mean, not the Masters, the British Open.
Well, the Open there. You know, there's a couple guys that had, you know, a four-shot lead there.
Oh, Lowry. Yeah. How about Lowry?
Yeah, he kind of got in the coffin bunker there, so he kind of gave up a couple shots there, a couple bogeys there. But
he was pretty animated with his frustration. All right, well, that covers that.
I think a question there is, you know, what is your biggest highlight so far? It doesn't have to be football there, but in high school so far with the Colonials there, what is your biggest, like, that is my star highlight so far?
Or biggest or win?
I think or outcome or something like that.
Like, being a part of that win over Eastern last year to win the division. Like, that was big for us, big for us going 2 years in a row, and it was probably the best moment of my career so far.
What was the score?
We won. It was really close, and then we kind of pulled it out at the end. I'm pretty sure we won, like, 21-7, something like that.
I'll piggyback off of that. These guys were freshmen, but my sophomore year when they won the first division championship, that was huge for us. I mean, like, the energy, like, all the seniors running on the field, like, jumping up and down, that was probably, like, my best.
Braden Long on that team?
No, that was Jet Moore was the quarterback that year.
Yeah. So it was, like, the year after Braden. Mm-hmm. All right.
I'm going to say for me, I think this past lacrosse season, like, for the New Oxford lacrosse team, qualifying for districts and counties.
First time ever?
I think it was first time ever for counties.
Nice. And how'd you do in district?
We lost in the first round of both, but it was just the fact that we were able to
Who'd you
qualify.
Play?
Central for counties, and then it was...
Central York?
Yeah. And then districts, it was why I'm missing. Yeah.
Well, if they're as good as they are in football, I'm sure they must be good in lacrosse as well.
I'd say my biggest moment in New Oxford would be this year in track. I broke our triple jump record, and then I made it to districts, won districts for triple jump, and then made it to states alongside Brennan Holmes, my buddy in track, first year ever running.
I know, when he runs a 400.
Yeah.
I mean, you weren't surprised, were you? I mean, he's got some ups. He's about what's listed maybe at 6'2", but is he really 6'2"? But I mean, I saw him a few dunks in basketball.
Yeah, he gets up.
Yeah. I touched the net a couple times.
Now, how is it, you know, playing, you know, multiple sports? You know, there's a lot of people, it's like, you know, playing, you know, one sport, you know, all throughout there. Well, how is it, you know, playing, you know, sometimes, you know, two sports, you know, plays a role in football?
I think for me, it kind of just helps you, like, stay grounded on your, like, if I just focused on football, I'd probably get a little bit, like, it'd be a little harder to get locked in for the season. Mm-hmm. But having those other sports to, like, take my mind off of football when it's not football time, even though we're still working in the off season, but it really keeps you, like, grounded more so than you would be if you just played football.
I'd say, like, using different sports, you get more muscle, different types of muscles in your body get used, and then you build more,
yeah,
and it all relates back eventually to football.
That segue from football to basketball,
yep. Yeah.
All of a sudden you're finesse, you know, laying the ball soft off the glass, yep. And so that, I mean, you're using the different slow twitch muscles or whatever that they're called. And some schools, some coaches don't want you to play a lot of sports.
Yeah, our coaches are great. They work together very well.
Definitely.
I mean, they don't really interfere with each other at all.
And generally when they've been on our show, they say, yeah, we like the athletes that play different sports. And not to mention your fitness level when you keep going, so.
Now, how is it, you know, going from, you know, one sport and then jumping into the next one, like, you know, just like that? Is it like, you know, pump the brakes, or is it an easy transition?
Honestly, it's kind of like, it's fun. Like, especially if you don't have the success you want to have in one season, like, you have a shot to go have a great next season.
Mm-hmm.
The classic for me was the old Scotland team. You remember that school? They were really good in football. I think they won a district championship. And then the next day, they had a basketball game. All the same guys were playing, and they won that. You know, they won their basketball game, but pretty quick transition.
Yeah.
Now, how is it, you know, you're being the number one now, you know, with Idris? How is that, you know, kind of taking that mantle now for this upcoming season?
I mean, it's a lot of work, but, like, I feel like my guys are coming around me well, and I feel supported by my teammates, and I feel like we can really get some stuff done this year.
Have you noticed it's a lot easier to see over the defensive linemen with your...
Definitely.
Yeah, cool. Well, that's exciting. So, we talked about, before we came on the air, we talked about summer practices in the weight room three times a week,
yeah.
And then once a week, the coaches are allowed to be there. Is that PIAA rule, or is that just what the coaches... I don't know if there are regulations in that regard.
I don't think
our coaches
are
there every single time.
Yeah.
Okay.
They come.
They
to
run
everything.
Our lifting.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so then all the whole coaches staff's okay. There. Yeah.
And I mean, is it voluntary whether you show up or not?
Yeah, it's voluntary.
Yeah.
That's,
do they keep attendance?
Yep.
Yeah, they do.
Either on paper or up here.
Yeah.
So.
But we do, as a team, we do, like, come out, show out. We have a good amount of numbers at everything we have, so.
Yeah. Mm.
Seems like you have a loyal assistant coaching staff year after year.
Yeah.
A lot of the same coaches, and everybody gets along with Coach Warner, and. You guys kind of know what you're dealing with now.
Yeah.
Yep.
You talked about the weather and the first day of practice. No more two-a-days, but a lot of classroom time and film study, that type of thing.
Yep.
And do you get a meal when you're there? No. It's like 8 to 12, or what hours
It'll
are you
be,
there?
It's normally
it's 2 to 6.
Yeah,
oh, 2 to 6.
It's a little bit... A little toasty out there.
I mean, 8 to 12 would probably make a lot more sense. You can tell the coaches I said that.
Yeah.
They're like, who's he? I don't know. But, oh, Coach Lynn. I know Coach Lynn. So how many days till your first game?
30.
30,
yeah. 30 days.
30 days. That's exciting.
Now, is there any, like, superstitious that you go into in a game? I know... when I played baseball, there was a certain, you know, quirks that I did there. But, you know, with football, what's the stuff that you do every week there?
As a team, we all pray in the locker room beforehand. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's, you don't have to do it, but we all go in there and we pray as a team. Coach Warner leads it. I think that's like a great start for us. That really like gets our minds locked into the game. Personally, halftime, every halftime, one cup of pudding for me every single halftime. I've been doing it since sophomore year. So
I have to ask: is it like tapioca? Is it
vanilla or chocolate every time?
Okay, okay, yeah, that's yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm pregame. Pregame, I take a pickle juice shot so I don't cramp.
Okay.
I've been doing that since first game, so.
Yeah, we see a lot of that in August and September, just the heat and just the injury timeouts with the cramping there. So
I mean, it can add 15, 20 minutes to a game sometimes, I swear.
Yeah, sometimes we're, you know, in September, the games are, you know, it's like 9:30 or something like that, pushing 10, and then October, it'd be like, you know, maybe 9, you know, shave about 15 minutes,
Get the pickle juice.
Any other?
I don't think I have one.
Nah, I don't have any.
Just kind of go with the flow and kind of go with it. Now, do you prefer like, you know, the games in the, you know, the hotness, or do you prefer like the cold? You know what?
I prefer colder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like being the hot.
I like
muscles
it too.
Are loose.
Yeah.
Ready to go too.
Especially if you're in better shape than the other team.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
We played in college and we didn't win many games, but this one game was like 85 degrees and we're changing ends during the quarter and these guys are the other team. They're like, oh man, it's hot. You know, and we won the game. So you can get that edge over people.
Yeah.
Before we forget there, we have a message from Brody. He wasn't able to make it on, but, you know, he had some thoughts there that he wanted to deliver on the show here.
All right. So this is from Brody. He'll be a junior this year in New
Brody,
Oxford High School.
Brody, you want to give your last name?
Yeah, Brody Holmes.
Brennan's brother.
Yep. He played in all varsity football games last year alongside his brother. He's been a two-year varsity basketball starter as well and competed in varsity track for the last two seasons. He looks forward to challenging our football team in practice and games, and it's going to be a challenge losing our 21 graduating seniors. We've been working hard this summer in the weight room and on the field to prepare for competition and to contribute to our continued success as a football program and keeping New Oxford on the map. We have a strong group of leaders and a team who wants to carry on a winning mentality.
Thank you, Brody. And Coach Warner, like we said, couldn't be here. I'm sure he sends his best. Maybe we'll get you guys back sometime after a big win. We have player of the game sponsored by
Adams Electric
Cooperative. Thank you. And Idris was the only guy, I think, who got it in two different sports, football and basketball.
I believe
player
so.
Of
there,
the game.
Yeah.
He probably doesn't even know that, but if you guys talk to him, you can tell him that's a pretty cool bit of trivia.
Yeah. I think what we covered, 3-4 New Oxford games last year? So.
Yeah, usually that's about it. Yep. So, so game 2 and 3, tell Aunt Betty in California, tune in communitymedia.net. That's what always brings me satisfaction, thinking about people in nursing homes or whatever. They can't go to the game, but they can. We bring the game to them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I work the camera.
We have one camera, but that, you know, when you're there live, you go like this, you know. You don't have a view from another vantage point, and that you're watching the game. So
I'm the eyes that people see there. So
that's right.
I try to make
zoom
it good.
In.
Yep. Zoom in, zoom out. And,
the punt is the biggest challenge. You know?
It is.
Hand out and zoom back in.
Especially on a windy day there. So it just,
yeah.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to it, and you know, looking forward to seeing these guys play. You know, it's just in the fast track there.
Well, let's talk. We'll cover all sports. So, you guys, anybody have a favorite NFL team?
I think we all do.
Yeah.
A different, all
Eagles.
The same team?
Oh, no. Definitely not.
Ravens. Us two right here.
Yeah, we're Ravens fans.
Eagles and Cowboys.
I'm an Eagles fan. All right. Eagles. I love the draft picks on defense and signed guys. I think Saquon Barkley is going to be huge.
Yep.
Cowboys.
Yeah.
But CD Lamb still hold out?
Yeah.
Okay. And you guys are both Ravens?
Yeah.
Is Lamar Jackson the greatest quarterback ever? I mean, that's what Harbaugh was saying. Maybe he's saying he's not there yet, but he could become. You got to win a couple of rings, though, before they talk in those terms. So
I would agree there. I mean, if you look at the trajectory and all that there, he could be, but you got to get the ring at the end of the day. Rings.
Does he have more rushing yards than any other quarterback?
Certainly.
I don't know if he's officially broken that record.
I'm not sure if
he hasn't. I mean,
he has the season records. For
yeah,
sure.
I'm not sure if he passed Mike Vick.
Your phone
could
tell you. So,
he's right up there, and we got a training camp opening up there soon. Most of the teams started today. The Bears and the Texans. Yeah. They're in the Hall of Fame game there, so they're going to be.
Well, the Bears will certainly be interesting. No Steelers fans, but. With their quarterback situation, Russell Wilson. I mean, that whole Denver experience was bad. How they let him have his own arcade or something. Yeah.
Just bad juju.
There's got to be some accountability, yeah, really. And then Fields, I mean, maybe he'll beat him out.
Shall see. It's going to be an interesting battle back and forth between Wilson and Fields, but I'm not sure who has the upper hand there. But I think if I have to say right now, I think it might be Wilson, but it's not a clear cut. He's favored by miles ahead there. But
is the brotherly shove still a legal play? The tush push?
Better be.
Is it Colonial? Do you have that in the playbook?
We do. Yeah.
Awesome. I haven't seen too many teams use it, but.
Did we use it at all? We might have a few times.
Yeah, but we haven't, I don't think we ran it.
Did we run it lined up like that? I don't know,
We did freeze off.
Yeah.
The fake tush push?
Yep.
It might have been when we were at another game or something.
Yeah.
I mean, looking at NFL or, college there, is there, a certain player that you don't mold your game towards, but you kind of, maybe a little bit, I like what he does a little bit here and there, or is there, I guess what I'm saying, what's your favorite player that,
I mean, as a quarterback, gotta mold it after Tom Brady a little bit, especially considering all the winning he does, and that's, our goal here.
Did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did.
That's retired.
I think he's finally retired. I mean, he played till he was 45.
Yeah. But just the getting the ball out quick and making the right read, definitely look up to him in that.
Mm-hmm. That seemed like what Braden was really good at. And I mean, he's the all-time leading passer at Slippery Rock.
Yeah.
So always a high percentage. Yep. So, we're rooting for you for sure. First game at Berm, be a big night. Get there early because parking at a premium, I imagine. Not too far from here. A lot of people make the trip, I'm sure.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. So what about college football? Anybody have a favorite team?
Notre Dame.
Yep.
Notre Dame?
Yep.
Penn State.
I was going to say, Penn State?
I'm a Michigan fan.
Michigan? Coach Harbaugh. Wow. How's he going to do at San Diego? I always thought Herbert is really good. He's really... kind of a Luke Fry kind of player. But, a lot of nice touch.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess he got hurt at the end of last year. And now the receiving corps has been revamped.
Yes.
So, Allen went to the Bears?
Allen went to the Bears. Yeah. So they drafted a couple wide receivers there. But, mm-hmm. They're kind of starting from fresh there. But
who do the Bears play in the Hall of Fame game?
They play the Texans.
Okay.
Yeah, so that'll be, fast track in about 2 weeks there. But the reason I did that motion there, I'm a Buckeye fan.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You probably connected the dots without even me saying that.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I'm hoping I have a better Thanksgiving than what I had the last 3-4 years now. So, yeah.
Who's going to be the quarterback for Ohio State?
It looks like it's going to be Will Howard there. But
where did he come from?
He came from Kansas State. So he was
through the portal?
He portaled. Yeah, went went to Ohio State there.
But, it always sounds like Twilight Zone to me. It came through the portal, you know.
I mean, what do you think about the, you know, 18 teams and, you know, all this realignment? You know, it's just, you know, it's crazy with the ACC having Cal. You know, I think
Stanford and SMU.
You know, it's crazy just seeing all that. And I think Cal has the most, you know, in the continental USA. Is it, you know, with all the miles.
Is it 12 teams this year?
12 teams.
Yep. So I mean, we've been railing about this for years when it was. They just would have
four.
Two?
Yeah.
Well, that was two for a while.
Now four.
And four, and then, of course, the big issue last year was Florida State 13-0, and because they don't have any quarterbacks, they didn't pick them.
Mm-hmm.
This year, I guess, if they win, ACC gets an automatic bid.
Yeah. Yep.
So Florida State's going to be good.
I still think at the end of the day, there's still going to be, you know, argument over this team over that team. It's never going to be, you know, smooth sailing.
Yep.
You know, will the SEC get five teams? Will they get six teams? Will they get, you know, just four?
So they'll never be happy.
There's still going to be, you know, argument because you have the group of, you know, group of five, you know, makes the playoffs. So even there, you have 11. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting, but we're still going to debate and go who's going to make it. So,
yeah, like the UCF went undefeated 1 year. They didn't make it. Now you would think a team like that would probably get in.
Mm-hmm.
Penn State, what, they won the Big Ten the 1 year, and they didn't get in.
Yep.
So two losses, you might have a chance of getting in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or if you could have three losses, that could get you in if you win your, you know, conference championship game.
Yeah.
If you lose all your out of conference games, you run the table. So there's some flaws there, but, you know, I'll see what happens there. But you know, that's, you know, they have week zero coming up, and that's week zero is going to be the same week as week one of high school football there. So I think there's like maybe three.
I'm
or
not
four
worried.
Games
we'll there. Go head to head with the Big Ten or whatever. We don't care.
I mean, like,
the Nielsen's are out of sight.
During the September 6th game, we're going to be going up against the Packers and the Eagles. Yeah, because that's the...
What time, though? What time does that game start?
I think that's like 8:30 or... Yeah, so...
Well, that's why you have two TVs.
Yeah. Your phone and the TV there, so...
All right, we'll segue into something. You guys aren't just athletes, you're student athletes. Favorite subject?
I would say math.
Math?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm a math guy, too.
I'm a math guy.
History.
All right, all right. So, possible sciences and the social science. I like the social sciences better than, you know, biochem, physics. But there's a lot of, like, physics, or there's a lot of math.
Yeah.
So, what do you guys hope to do with the math?
Honestly, I have no clue, but I'm thinking for college, something with agricultural science.
Okay.
I want to go into business and, like, finance type thing.
Mm-hmm. Accounting.
Yeah.
It's good to be able to add in case your machine breaks down or there's a power failure.
For me, I want to do like something with business, but I'm thinking like sports management. So I have that sports side still.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Good.
Goes against my...
go ahead.
Goes against my history class, but like a physical therapy type of thing, which is more science, but I haven't had any classes in that field. So we'll see.
I went through physical therapy in the last 6 to 8 months, so it's a great thing. You really help people see results. So I guess eventually you got to take some science, though.
Yeah.
It's not all the American history. You might not prepare you for that field. Okay, so let's say, what about a scouting report for the other sports teams in New Oxford, the boys and girls soccer? Anybody?
We just talked to the soccer guys last night after our lift, and they said they think they'll be pretty good.
And the girls?
I think the girls are going to be decent.
The girls have always been decent.
Yeah,
I think.
They've been slowly climbing their way up.
Mm-hmm.
I think they'll be decent this year.
Hockey's still in the fall?
Yeah.
Yeah. They were really, really good last year, I'm pretty sure. I think they won counties, didn't they?
And you guys have girls and boys volleyball, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
And when is that?
That's in the winter.
Boys is in the spring.
Boys
spring.
And the girls in the fall.
Yep.
So it's a full sporting platter.
Full deck of cards there.
Yeah. Did we leave anybody out? There's cross country.
Yeah, cross country.
Cross country is pretty solid too, though.
So the fall, I don't know. I think it's probably
yeah,
the
golf. Team.
Golf.
Yeah, just getting ready to say about the golf.
Girls and boys, or
yeah. Well, I think we only have like one or two girls. Yeah.
Yeah, I usually split it up. So, all right. Well, we talked football. What about basketball? U.S. chances in the Olympics. Anybody, you're going to be watching those games?
Oh, yeah, certainly.
Definitely.
First game is what, Sunday or something?
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, they had a scare from South Sudan of all.
Yeah. They're favored by like 40-some points, and they won by 1 point. So.
Any three-point shooting, they're getting outshot. I mean, probably that's changed the game of basketball more than anything since Dr. Naismith got rid of the peach basket. But, yeah, I mean, every game you see they're outscored from three, like 21 to 9, you know. It's not, so, but they've managed to win. But Germany was a warm-up game,
yeah.
And he won by, what, two?
Yeah.
Yep.
And LeBron, 39 years young,
yep.
still takes over games. I mean, Bronny's got to get a lot better. If he's going to play with his dad.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll see how that story plays out. And what, the opening ceremony on Saturday? Friday. They're coming down the Seine in boats. So that should be really interesting.
It's going to be interesting.
It'll be interesting if they're really going to swim in that river. They claim they've cleaned it up, and we'll see. Biggest threat to the U.S. in basketball?
I think Canada.
Canada?
Canada's got a good squad.
You're
what
sneaky.
About France?
Yeah.
And Germany, obviously, you can, yeah. So, the whole world is, it's an international game now.
And it's international rules now, too. It's not just the NBA. So that's and one thing that you have to play a role in there, too.
Yeah. In 2028, lacrosse is going to be an Olympic sport. Mm-hmm. 6-on-6.
Yeah.
So, Braden, what do you think of that? How's that going to
work? That'll be neat. With the professional league now starting to grow more, I think that'll become bigger as it grows.
Will those guys be eligible? I guess they
will. I would think they would be, yeah.
Well, it's just like the NBA guys.
Yeah.
And it's 6-on-6, so it should be fan-friendlier. They'll probably cut down the playing time a little bit.
I think, yeah.
Like rugby, the Olympic sport is 7s instead of 15s, and they play 2 7-minute halves, so, or 10-minute halves, so it's great for getting commercials in and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And then this year, breakdancing in the Olympics.
I saw that.
I was thinking of trying out. I got some new moves. No, but what do you think of that? Does that just belong in the Olympics?
I don't know.
I don't know how that's a sport.
Obviously, you got to be athletic to do that stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I mean, there's an artistic, too. So just like ice skating.
True.
And,
yeah. True.
Rhythmic gymnastics, where you get the ribbon and you wave around. Is that really an Olympic sport? I'm sorry.
And then, 2028, we have flag football, so
don't get me started. I mean, we were talking about the All-Star games. The only All-Star game that is not a joke is baseball, because now they do flag football. That's a disgrace. And hockey is what, like 3-on-3 or something?
Yeah, it's not even hockey.
And basketball, oh, God, that is so ridiculous. People actively just get out of the way.
Yes.
There's no attempt at all to play defense.
I would agree. Baseball is the most you're on defense and you're throwing a ball 98 miles per hour down the pipe.
Well, you were happy the American League won.
Yeah, I was correct on that one. I think you said NL, so.
Yeah, baseball. Did we ask you about your baseball team? Any O's fans? Luke's consistent.
Yeah.
Carter, consistent.
Yeah, I mean, I don't watch too much baseball. But.
No, it's all right. A lot of people don't. But what, they're tied with the Yankees now?
The O's are up a game and a half. So I'll agree with you. I'm an O's fan as well. So,
Phillies?
Yep.
If I had to pick a
team, best team in baseball.
Braden, Phillies if I had to pick a team.
Well, that's good. All right.
Well, since we're on
we'll forgive you for the Cowboys business. So go ahead.
Since we're on that topic there, you can't forget the E.T.,
Oh.
The ejection wanted, track.
Oh, I was going to see if they could guess where they were. You would never guess it.
So every week we do the ET, the ejection tracker. So we track every ejection and all that there. So last week, I believe it was 114 going into the break. We're at 124. There was four managers that got ejected last night. So
things are heating up.
Yes, you know, with the heat, you know, the games are dwindling down. It was the Marlins, the Rangers, the Giants, and surprisingly, Aaron Boone got ejected yesterday too. So, yes. Yeah, so
I guess he's not in the hot seat yet. I mean, for some, I'm sure he is, but only a game and a half out of first, they're not going to get rid of Aaron Boone. What about any trade news today? Anybody's heard? The trade deadline is now
next
one
Tuesday.
Week.
Yeah.
1 week.
6 o'clock. So when we go on air next week, we get to talk about all the trades
we'll
and all that.
Be able to scoop the world. Okay.
Yeah, just lots of rumors out there, you know, what's going on and all that there. But,
yeah,
you know, we'll see more, you know, solidification.
Philly's greatest need? Braden, either one of the Bradens, Philly's greatest need? No? We'll see what they come up
bullpen.
With. A right-handed hitting outfielder. Bullpen.
Can't go
everybody
wrong
could
with
use bullpen help. Anybody see that kid for the A's pitch? Like 103 miles an hour? Jeez. Mason Miller?
Yeah. That's what he was doing at the All-Star game there.
Whew. I mean, A's took 2 out of 3 from the Phillies. They won the third game 18-3, hit 6 homers. Oof. At least 6. They had 3 guys with 2 or more homers. 1 guy hit 3. So that's like 8 homers they must have had. It was ridiculous. So,
I guess putting a bow, since we have a couple minutes left of the show there, just kind of putting, you know, the final touches with the season, you know, just final thoughts there. You know,
or shout out to your teammates, your family, whatever you want. Your closing statement.
I mean, I'm just looking forward to the season. I mean, what, 30 more days to the first game, but I think it's going to be a great season for us.
I think the team has good chemistry. I think we'll do pretty well this year. All work together pretty well.
I think it's going to be a grind, but it's going to be a fun one. Definitely ready to be a part of it, ready to show what I got and what the team has. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, definitely ready to get out there and win some games, show them what we got.
Well, thanks for being with us. It wasn't so bad, was it? I mean, you guys probably all need agents after you appear tonight. Parting thoughts, shout-outs?
I got nothing. Just thanks again for, you know, coming on the show there. You know, it's always an open door. You know, anytime you guys want to come on, you know, the other guys up on the team, you know, feel free to come on.
So Mondays, our shows are Tuesday, and you guys usually practice till what, 6 o'clock or something like that?
Yeah, right around there. Yeah.
So, you know, we'll see. We can always, if you can't make it at 6, we'll see. We can always have you on. You can just stroll on the set.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Kind of like the Tonight Show or whatever. all right, so Braden Billman, Luke Fry, Braden Bowman, Carter Houck, we thank you all for being with us and wish you all the best. He's Corey Smith. I'm Jeff Cook. Sean Garrett in the control booth pushing all the right buttons. Stay tuned for trivia in about 17 minutes. You guys are welcome to play along for worldwide bragging rights for a week. Until next Tuesday and every Tuesday, thanks for watching Sports Chat, everybody. Good night. Mahalo. See you next time.